Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Which would you rather stay in, a hospital room or a hotel room? Most of us don't have that choice. We vacation in hotels and receive medical treatment in hospitals. The former feels like a luxury. The latter is usually a necessity. But when the cost of a hotel stay pales in comparison to the cost of overnight hospitalization, doesn't it make sense to house a patient in a hotel room very close to a hospital, maybe even right next door if their condition warranted it?
That's the idea behind the growing trend of hospital hotel rooms. Hospitality for patients and their families, which are designed with their hospital stays in mind. With more and more adults traveling for their medical care, many stay overnight in a hotel room. Hospital and hotels are now partnering to cater to this medical tourism crowd. New York Times reporter C.J. Hughes covered this trend in his article, Trading Hospital Rooms for Hotel Suites. He's here to explain why this is on the rise.
Welcome to Take Care, CJ. Thank you for telling us about this emerging trend.
Thank you for having me.
Typical hotel guests look for amenities and services, and they evaluate price when they're choosing a room. But the hospital hotel guest is a different breed. But what do you find they're interested in?
So proximity is a major driver among consumers in considering where they're going to stay when they have to go to a hospital for some kind of appointment or some kind of treatment. And as I found in my reporting at the Columbia Presbyterian Hospital campus, which is now known as New York Presbyterian, a lot of the patients who had appointments were having to stay in New Jersey, which might sound a little bit farther than it actually is if you know the geography of New York, but it's still over a bridge and a few miles from the hospital complex itself. And this was a problem for some patients who had to have surgery early in the morning, which is typically when a lot of surgeries are scheduled. So to add to the stress of having to get up when it's still dark out to get yourself ready for surgery, a lot of these patients had to travel for another 45 minutes just to get to the hospital itself. So a new hotel that opened around the corner from the hospital, the Edge Hotel in the Washington Heights neighborhood, solved a lot of that problem for patients. I mean, it's located about 2.5 blocks from the hospital's main campus. So, yes, proximity is definitely a factor that comes into play when people are deciding where they should stay.
So that would factor in before they have surgery. Let's say it's one-day surgery or something not complicated or not surgery but a procedure. Some people actually just walk over to the hotel that might be next door to the hospital and be able to stay there instead of a hospital room. So one of the questions is, and I think it's important to establish, aside from the point you made about proximity, especially when you have to be somewhere at 6 a.m., what other types of procedures and why are other people traveling for medical care? Because we know that it's happening more and more. Would you go into that briefly?
Sure. One thing that came up again and again is that when patients have to go to a hospital for some treatment, say like chemotherapy, which, you know, by its definition takes place over a longer period of time, then those patients really are gravitating toward these kinds of properties. I mean, when I talked to the folks down in Houston at the Texas Medical Center, which is a sprawling hospital complex that includes the MD Anderson Cancer Center as one of its facilities, this came up again and again. I mean, people are going there sometimes from very far away, sometimes from overseas even, and they have to be in place for months at a time. And they could stay in a typical hotel off campus in Houston, say, although downtown Houston is quite a ways from the hospital complex. Or, you know, I guess in the old days they would possibly even stay in the hospital itself. But there are some developers who saw this niche and decided to do something about it. One option that patients will have going forward is an apartment building that's built right on the edge of the campus. It's 34 stories tall, sort of looks like a Manhattan skyscraper in many ways. And it's fitted out like a regular apartment building, more than a hotel. There's a washer and dryer in every apartment, and it can be rented not by the night but by the month. So somebody who was going and had to be monitored and had to receive periodic treatments over a long period of time, they might like something like that.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
I'm Lorraine Raff.
And we're talking to New York Times reporter CJ Hughes on a new trend, which is the combination hotel rooms that are situated near hospitals to accommodate patients and their families as more and more individuals travel for their medical care and for testing. CJ, you mentioned a couple of these facilities. Some of them are set up like apartments for long-term stays, but also, too, some of these places, whether they're hotels or apartments, they offer amenities to the individual and the families that might not be at a typical hotel. What are those types of amenities?
That's right. That's a very good point. We were talking about the Texas Medical Center. There, for instance, next to that apartment building that we mentioned, a new intercontinental hotel is going up as well. They're both connected through a lobby. In the hotel half of that complex, there will likely be a lab so that hotel patients and hotel guests can have their blood drawn right down the hall from where they're staying in advance of an appointment later in the day at the hospital itself. So instead of having to go into the hospital and check yourself in and get the various ID badges and everything that goes with checking into a hospital, they could more casually, more easily perhaps, go to take a short elevator ride within their building and have blood drawn, have that blood sent over to the hospital, and have those results waiting for them when they actually have to be in the hospital a few hours later.
I'm curious to talk about the financial aspects. Number one, do the hotels give the patients and their families a break in price? And number two, have insurance companies started to cover some of this coverage if you choose the hotel room versus the hospital room, which we know is astronomical?
On the insurance point, well, I'll start with that. This trend in many ways is being driven by insurance companies who are pressuring a lot of hospitals, from what I'm told, to trim costs. And one surefire way of doing that is to outsource the hospitality business that hospitals have been in for many years, right? So instead of having to shell out sometimes as much as $3,000 a night when you factor in the cost of staff and various medical devices that may be required and so forth, $3,000 a night to house a patient under your roof, you could outsource it where the cost to the patient, the cost is going to be about maybe $250 a night, for instance, which is what the Holiday Inn and on the Cleveland Clinic campus charges for their rooms. That said, that pushes the cost of the stay onto the shoulders of the patient. And so that's a potential downside of the trend. There's not many obvious ways that insurance companies are covering that cost. However, I will say that the trend so far seems really to be appealing to more of a well-heeled consumer. A lot of the patients that avail themselves of the hotel rooms at the Cleveland Clinic, for instance, come from overseas and tend to be wealthy. They tend to be from countries where they may be in the ruling families of these countries and so forth. This is also the case in Rochester, Minnesota, with the Mayo Clinic and its various hospitals there. So I don't know if that extra cost is necessarily going to break the bank for some of the patients that are participating in this trend, at least so far.
Part of the idea of hospitality is that you are dealing with people who are in a good mood. They're traveling because they're vacationing. But this is a different kind of clientele. And what about the hotel staff who are dealing with people who are ailing or even grieving the loss of a loved one? What's in place to make that a little bit easier?
It's true. I mean, there are times when an bubbly receptionist at a hotel reception desk probably is going to strike the wrong tone in dealing with somebody who just got an unfavorable diagnosis from a hospital around the corner, right? You have to really consider the tone here in dealing with a lot of these hotel guests. And that said, I spoke to a developer who had built this hotel near the New York Presbyterian campus, who said that he witnessed firsthand when he was there for business one day, a guest who was crying in the lobby. And, he was heartened to see that his staff was consoling the guest, and he actually had gone out of his way to instruct the people managing the hotel to to be sensitive to the needs of the patients, because 80% of something of the guests there were there on hospital-related business, and a lot of them were probably going to be in a pretty bad mood. So it was important to be very kind and sensitive to them as well. I will also say that in Cleveland, you can the developers I spoke to there who were responsible for this Holiday Inn, they have found patients to be sometimes overjoyed by the news that they got from the hospital. They went in thinking that something was terribly wrong. They found out it wasn't, and they came out, and they were ready to celebrate. And so to take care of those guests as well, recognizing that there's a range of different outcomes among the patients in the hotel, they had added a restaurant and a bar and a coffee shop into the lobby of the hotel, and they expected a wide range of people to be using those amenities. So, but yeah, you're right. It's important to think of these guests as being maybe a little bit different than a spring break crowd descending on Cancun or what have you.
New York Times reporter C.J. Hughes, his article is Trading Hospital Rooms for Hotel Suites, and it is on the NewYorkTimes.com website. Thank you so much for joining us on Take Care.
Thank you for having me.